From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Doctors in Trinidad say the Vincentian leader is doing well after surgery to remove his prostate gland. Bahamians continue the cleanup as life slowly returns to normal after Hurricane Floyd. And a senior member of the U.S. Congressional Black Caucus calls on the region to support the upcoming elections in Haiti. I'm Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Sir James Mitchell, is said to be resting comfortably at a medical clinic in South Trinidad after what his doctors say was a successful operation to remove his prostate gland. Urologist Dr. Lal Sao performed the operation at the Southern Medical Center in San Fernando on Saturday. From Port of Spain, Tony Fraser reports.
The 68-year-old Prime Minister was today in good spirits, bantering with reporters about his health, the operation, and of course about politics in his hometown. Sir James says he has been having some problems for some time with his prostate. He confirmed that he had an initial chat about his condition with Dr. Sao when he was here in July for the CARICOM summit. Sir James says he could have gone to Toronto, Miami, or Texas to have the operation, but had faith in the expertise within the Caribbean.
Well, this is my fourth operation. I had an operation on my nasal passages in Dallas.